You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
When the kids are asleep, that's when Dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark. I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my special guest, because she hasn't been on the show for a while, the Geeky Wife.
Hello, everybody. Feels good to be back.
Now, you haven't been on the show for a while because, you know,
I haven't been doing too well.
I mean, we talk about your pain for a lot of episodes. And, you know, we're just guessing here and there. You know, we went to different doctors. We didn't really get a real diagnosis of what's going on with you.
No. But this past 3 weeks been unbearable. And I finally went to a doctor and emergency room.
So tell everybody the symptoms that you had. So in case somebody is listening to this episode and they have the same symptoms, maybe you can help them out.
Okay, so I initially had herniated disc. I have it for past 3 years. So every time I have a back pain, I've been thinking it's sciatica because my leg feels numb. And obviously,
what is sciatica?
It's your sciatic nerve that goes from your spine to all the way to your leg to your toes. That nerve is pinched. That's how you get sciatica. Due to your herniated disc or any kind of spine problem, which it's my fault because I thought that I have herniated disc and that's what's been going on with me. But apparently it's a different issue. Thank God this doctor told me and, I'm still under therapy and stuff.
But you're doing a lot better.
I'm doing a lot better.
Knock on wood,
yes.
Don't hit me. You're supposed to hit me in my cock or something.
Okay. So, yes, I've been in unbearable pain. Like, this week has been, breeze. But since beginning of March, end of February, I couldn't stand up. My leg was hurting to the point, it's hard to even stand up, walk, sit, sleep. And my nerve was pinched. That means it was getting no blood flow. So it felt literally I have, lava or something going down my leg.
Yeah, so it was shitty.
It was shitty. And right. The doctor actually said I have piriformis syndrome, which is actually your butt muscle is contracting so bad it's pinching your sciatic nerve. It's a form of sciatica, but not really. It's less dangerous than sciatica. Yeah.
So this pain was so bad she couldn't walk. She couldn't even enjoy herself to watch TV to take away the pain.
Or sleep. And don't forget, the night you had to stay up to massage my leg and just to put ice all over my leg.
Yeah, it was quite an ordeal. So,
and you also had to take care of the kids and me.
Right.
Back and forth with your work.
And do all these podcasts by myself.
Yeah, true that.
Right. Now, I kept the show afloat.
Yes. But Whoever has this kind of problem, just don't be like a dummy like me. Go Google shit around and think you are a doctor.
I mean, that's what most people do these days.
I actually did go see a doctor. I mean, my husband was part right. He kept on saying it's not this. It's probably you have this. But yes.
Yes. By the way, I diagnosed her before the doctor.
True. True. Okay? I would not lie.
All right.
He is. And
so whoever says that WebMD and online Googling doesn't work, it does.
I mean, okay? It does work, but okay. I guess
I need $100,000 to spend on a, doctor's degree.
Yeah.
All right.
And right now, steroid and naproxen is my best friend.
Right. Now, she's going to be taking steroids. She's going to be looking like The Rock soon.
Okay? I'm not sure about that.
All right. She's going to be bulging muscles soon. Lifting me up.
Yeah.
Okay, this episode.
Yes.
We're talking about two shows, two popular shows from two different streaming channels. If you have the peacock, okay, and we talk about the peacock a lot on the show. If you have the peacock, there's a new show called Poker Face. Sing the Lady Gaga song.
Poker Face. I forgot that song.
You got a poker face.
Yeah, that song is old, man.
You know, they should have used that song as the theme song for this show. Mm-hmm. Or maybe have Lady Gaga do a guest appearance on the show. Now, we're also going to be reviewing The Last of Us. So, I want you, you know, we like to play around with the title of the episode. Can you make a sentence out of Poker Face and The Last of Us?
Poker Face and Last of Us.
Yes. That's the game we play.
Go. Poker Face and Last of Us.
I mean, so, I got something already.
You've probably been thinking about it.
I just came up with something.
Okay, so I would say like I played poker and that's The Last of
Us.
The Last of Us played Poker Face.
No, I poked her face until it was The Last of Us.
Oh my god.
How was that?
You're sick.
Huh?
I poked her face.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Not bad.
Okay. All right. What do you want to do first?
Doesn't matter. I liked both shows. Well, one more than the other.
Okay, do the one you like the most.
Well, I like the most The Last of Us.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you liked Poker Face more.
No, Poker Face kind of got, what you call it?
Redundant?
Like, redundant. Or not redundant. It's like repetition.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Instead of Poker Face, that show should be named like Death Magnet.
Oh my god, she is a death magnet. She is. But
are we giving it away?
We will be talking about a lot of spoilers. So, spoiler warning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Last of Us first.
Okay.
Now.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Well, after Mandalorian, I am not a huge fan of Pedro Pascal, but I like him.
He has a charm.
Yes.
You know.
He's not like overly handsome. He looks like an ordinary dude.
He looks like a dad.
Would you let me finish?
To me.
Yes, I was about to say that. Would you let me finish?
Right, and he has a dad bod.
Yes, he looks like an ordinary dude who's going through his everyday being a dad life. Like his same character he's playing, taking care of a kid.
I don't think he's a dad in real life, though.
No, I'm talking about like a dad would take care of a kid, like a real life.
Right, right. And, you know, he's the first actor to have two hit shows at the exact same time.
Yeah.
That I know of.
Yeah, well...
I can't think of anybody else.
He is lucky. He doesn't have to, like, be there.
Just be a voice.
Because he's a Mandalorian.
Right,
You shall not show your face.
Yeah.
Or you're not a true Mandalorian anymore.
Right, you know. And, you know, he's getting a lot of big roles in movies, too.
Yeah, but also the fact that, you know, he came to this country with nothing and he actually made a name for himself.
Right.
It's truly inspiring.
Right. Now,
he's not one of those entitled ones.
If you've seen him when he was younger as an actor, he looks completely different. He had like
probably
a skinny face, fresh face, like a baby face.
Yeah, well, okay. The thing is, like, whenever he's clean-shaven, I don't like it. I like him looking dirty, like, with a scruff on his face and, like, you know, like a clothes that's not,
so
like,
this
pressed.
I'm going to give you some little trivia, right? One of his first roles was a vampire on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wow, I used to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. And, you know, he was in Wonder Woman 1984, right?
Well, I remember him from there. He was an ass.
But that is not the first time he did something with Wonder Woman.
Wow.
There was an NBC pilot that they shot for a TV series that was going to be about Wonder Woman.
Wow.
And he was one of the main...
villain?
No. He was going to be a love interest.
Wow.
He was a cop on that show.
Mm.
Yeah, so I wonder if the people who hired him for that movie knew that he was in that. That was kind of weird, you know.
Well, it never...
You don't see anybody in Smallville inside a Superman movie or anything like that, yeah. You know. That's a little bit of trivia for the folks listening there. Mm-hmm. Now, Last of Us is based off of a video game.
Okay? Yeah, so I've heard.
And...
So you have spoken.
I can tell you this much. This show is almost scene by scene, word by word,
the exact
same thing as the game. There's even parts in the game where Ellie is reading from the book of jokes, and they actually repeat some of those scenes exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you know?
Yeah.
The diary.
What?
Diarrhea is hereditary.
What?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea is hereditary?
Yes.
Why?
Because it runs in your genes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why? Oh, gosh. Now, when I first saw this game,
Can I say something?
Yes.
So, just because it's like almost or exactly like the video game, does it make it for you to like the show more, or you are like one of those, like, you know, Walking Dead has nothing similar to the comic book to the show itself, like they go to a different tangent altogether?
What I would have liked, okay, was
for Last of Us.
Yes, Last of Us is, I think they were a little bit too literal. Okay. I mean, the exact end scene, the last episode, is exactly how it ends. Like,
so you think it's going to end the same way?
He shot the lady, shot everybody.
Spoiler, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a game, very popular game. Anyhow, yeah, exactly the same. And the episodes where they actually did some new stuff were actually the stuff that were actually the better episodes, in my opinion.
Okay.
Right. But for a show that's like about basically a zombie apocalypse.
They don't show them.
Not very much. Very much.
Once again, you know, humans are the worst.
Also, yeah, of course. Just like in a video game, the humans are the biggest piece of shit out there.
Yeah.
Right?
So you think they're going to finish the same way?
Well, I hope not. Okay. This is massive spoilers for the second game of Last of Us. For instance, let's recap what the show is about. It's about a guy named Joel, right? And
starts with his brother and his kid.
Yeah, and very tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The kid dies.
Right. His daughter dies because of stupid idiot army people shooting people for no reason.
Then it's post-apocalyptic.
So they find this girl that's being captive, and she's supposed to be...
No, why don't you talk about the post-apocalyptic?
It's the future. They don't need to know all that. That fancy, fancy terms. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They didn't really make any sense to me. Anyhow, basically, this little girl has the cure inside of her because her mom was bitten while pregnant, I guess.
As she's giving birth, before she was.
Or something like that. I guess that bite really affects right away.
Mm-hmm.
But she is supposed to be the savior of all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, they're supposed to get her across the country to this special hospital where they can get the cure out of her.
And he's in charge to take her there. And while they are getting there...
A lot of evil people.
Yes.
He kills a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Saves her.
They bond.
Actually, at the beginning, it was kind of bad because, of course, he doesn't want any
attachment. He didn't want to bond because of the loss of his daughter.
Yes, he doesn't want any attachment.
He also loses his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know.
But...
You know,
he's doing all of this because of her, actually.
Which is another thing, like I said, like, to me, it needed a couple more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to see that the girl from Fringe played his girlfriend. I wanted to see her in more episodes before they killed her off.
Yeah, she was,
you know,
yeah,
you know, build up to that,
mm-hmm.
you know. Also, there are some scenes where, you know, one episode they're in a snowy place, mm-hmm. and then the next episode they're in a sunny place.
Yes, it's, you know? Like,
you can tell, like,
episode, it's been, you know, like a couple of weeks past.
Looks like a couple of weeks past. Yes, it jumps, mm-hmm. you know. But I guess, you know, I guess they didn't want to be a little redundant, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
In Walking Dead, we see them.
Right. Well, in Walking Dead, they tend to draw out things a little bit too much. You know?
Yeah. They're in one place for like whole season.
Whereas the last couple of episodes, they jump really fast.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, so like I said, maybe they needed to change it up just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right? Oh boy, baby's sick today.
He's been sick.
Yeah, that's another thing what's been going on. Oh boy, let me see. He's...
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been a good month or week for us.
Yeah.
And now he's talking in his sleep.
Are you talking in your sleep? Go to sleep. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what he dreams about.
Oh?
He always dreams like, you know, he told me, right?
It's okay. He's a kid.
He told me his brother's trying to kill him. Okay? That's what he said. Okay.
They fight. They're rough house, so.
Right. Okay. And, in the sequel to the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, yeah, the big twist at the end of this season, okay? Mm-hmm. Big spoilers.
Well, you told me before.
No, big spoilers is they have to kill Ellie.
Not kill Ellie, get it out of the...
Her brain, but she'll die.
Yeah, well, yeah.
In order to get the cure,
mm-hmm.
right? So Joel hears this, and he goes batshit crazy and just kills everybody.
Just to save Ellie.
Doctors, nurses, everybody. So, the second game,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, it's controversial because a lot of people played the first game. They like Joel. They like Ellie, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did something else. They did something different where it starts off as a game with, you know, Ellie and Joel, but then Joel gets killed.
Mm.
Okay? And you find out... It's the daughter of the doctor that he killed.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh.
In that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Girl wanted revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversial thing about the second game was you kind of switch the perspective
mm-hmm.
of who you're playing as.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing as the girl who killed Joel.
Wow.
So a lot of people got pissed off, like, you know, they hated that person.
But you're playing like...
You're playing as the person that you hate.
Yeah.
But then, as you're playing the game,
mm-hmm.
you get her perspective and you kind of realize, wait, she's kind of right. She wants revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. Wanting revenge is ever good.
So, I mean...
I mean, I guess she has her way. Like,
if you think about it, Joel is a bad guy.
Yeah, because Joel is keeping everybody away from getting the cure.
Yes, yes.
Just because one person, millions of people could be saved.
Right, and the guy killed her dad. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. So, just like how, you know, you saw the last season of Walking Dead, you know, you saw... Negan as the bad guy for so many seasons, and mm-hmm. it kind of twisted it and turned it into...
Yeah, well, you know. They finally twisted Negan way too good. I mean, like, it's like, boom.
Well, he's like, I mean, they're trying to do a spinoff, so they're trying to make him nice. Yeah. Anyhow.
Well, but then again, I'm a big Negan fan, so... Not like...
I don't think they're going to... If they do that for the second season, you know, what works in video games, I don't think it's going to work on TV. I think if they do that...
I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people like this show because...
Of Pedro.
Right, right. Now, when you're watching the game, in my opinion...
No,
right?
Does Ellie ever going to know that Joel lied to her?
Yes. That's the main thing.
I think that's what's going to drive them apart.
Well, you got it. That's what happens. And he dies before they ever...
Reconcile.
Right.
Oh, right. Gosh.
So
I hope they don't make the same thing. Then I'm going to
stop watching. It's a pretty depressing second game. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Not now, that it's going to matter, because not because like a couple of armies stop watching the show.
I mean, most, I would think most people playing the, most people watching the show doesn't know that it's even based on a game. Yeah. True. Yeah. I mean, I bet if your brother watches that show, he's not going to know.
No.
Yeah.
But I think also a lot of people watching it because of him.
Right. Well, also because it looks like
it's not for the girl.
Everybody likes post-apocalyptic zombie stuff.
Yes, but also but sometimes actors who's played the game in the shows.
When you watch the game, okay, Joel looks like, to me, he looks like Hugh Jackman from Logan.
Okay.
Okay. And Ellie looks like the girl that played Juno.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what
I forgot her real name too.
She's not a girl anymore.
Okay, binary.
Well, I think she changed to male. I'm not sure, but whatever. I think they are suing.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, because they used her likeness without her getting permission. Permission. But I'm not sure if that's still a thing. But originally, I think that would have been a good combination.
Mm.
If they were done, they were going to originally do a movie first. Okay. A big budget movie. But they were going to condense everything into one movie. I don't think that would have worked.
Oh.
I mean, I guess it could.
Yeah, a movie it could for like a hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to see that gradual, you know.
Well, a movie's not about gradual. It's like,
okay. No, the gradual affection for the little girl. You can't get that all in 2 hours.
You could. If, hours, like months pass and something, you could show.
Anyhow, I give the first season a thumbs up.
Definitely thumbs up. Well, I told you it's one of my favorite.
Some episodes are boring, but.
Yeah, but I still watched it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. So, overall,
it's a bit slow-paced at times, but...
Right, like I said, some episodes are slow-paced.
Yeah, but it picks
some
up.
Some episodes are fast-paced.
Mm-hmm. Picks up.
Right. But it still has the same tropes of Walking Dead here and there,
mm-hmm.
You know? But I'm sure, you know, that whole thing with the cannibals and stuff mm-hmm. like that, that's like, I think they did that in an episode of Walking Dead already. Mm. Yeah. Regardless, that you're gonna expect that type of stuff because it's a genre that's been done over and over,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least they try something different because the zombies actually look cool in this one.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah, if one thing wakes up
and they move, the rest. They move like
fast,
and they move mm-hmm. different.
And the fact that they're connected,
like right?
You
and
wake
also,
up one and you...
it's also the your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Mold. You like? Yeah. You hate mold.
Ooh.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, and it got what was there? I think grain, right? No, the flour.
In the flour. Yeah. Now that's another thing
that they should have invested like more onto that.
Yeah, in the beginning episodes, they actually flash back to the beginning and how it started, Jakarta. Right?
Yeah.
But then they stopped.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, they should have done like a full episode.
That was something that wasn't in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That much.
To give a little bit of a backstory.
I wanted basically. To see more of that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see more of that in the second season, mm-hmm. which I hear is they're planning at least 2 more seasons. So I don't think they're going to go fully with what happened in the second game as much.
I hope not.
They'll probably leave the death of Joel probably for season 3 or the last episodes for season 3.
Wow.
Last 2 episodes maybe.
Mm.
You know. Who knows?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. You know. I mean, Walking Dead completely went a different direction, and I thought they did fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had somewhat similarities, like Glenn being dead and...
No, after Glenn died, everything went different.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What about Carl?
Carl is supposed to be the one that lives at the end.
Well, Carl lost his eye.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be the leader mm-hmm. of the group at the end, mm-hmm. you know? Rick dies in that comic book.
Well, not here. No. Lincoln is live.
Yeah. And, you know, thumbs up.
Well, anyway.
Watch this.
Michonne, you are a bad mother.
Whatever. Watch The Last of Us.
Definitely watch The Last of Us.
And yeah, it's probably the only good thing to even watch on HBO Max, because that's a
dump. Yes, while I was watching it, I was telling my husband, that's, even if it's The Last of Me, I'm watching The Last of Us.
It's like the dumpster fire of streaming channels right now, okay?
Yeah.
All right? Nothing. Nothing on there. All right. We'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast, and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So try it out. Okay, we're back. Now we're talking about the Peacock's
Poker Face
show, The Poker Face. Now, I'm not too fond of the title of the show, but you know. This show is kind of old school because it reminds me of the old 70s detective shows. You know, I don't know if you ever saw Columbo.
No.
Murder, She Wrote.
No.
Yeah. So every episode was like a mystery of the week. There wasn't any, like, very little, maybe.
Gadgets.
Recurring storylines, like. Ongoing storyline.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a little bit of an ongoing storyline. That's what makes it a little bit different. But it's basically every week is another story. It kind of also reminds me of Psych. You know.
Yeah, you watched it. I was skimming.
You know, it's like a guy with a special ability that solves crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Monk.
Mm-hmm.
Was a guy that every week he solved crimes, and he was like a neurotic person used that to solve the crime.
Well, anyhow, I think this show should have been named Death Magnet.
Also The Mentalist also did that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, whereas that all those shows had, like, a group of guys helping the main person.
This is
one person. And anywhere she goes, somebody fucking dies.
And, spoiler, right. The person who kills... She's like rambles to that person before she becomes
friends with these people.
Sometimes. Yes, and then she rambles till the point like she's putting things together, and then she realizes, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. Now the thing is, this show is written and created by Rian Johnson. He is the creator of the last two. What was it? The Knives Out movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Onion.
Right.
Glass Out. No. Glass Onion.
Glass Onion and Knives Out, right?
Yeah, I took my knives out to cut the glass onion.
Yes. Now, this guy seems to love murder mysteries, right? And I would suggest that he stick to that and stay away from Star Wars, okay? Right? Please. Unless you do something different... And give us a murder mystery Star Wars.
Yeah.
Try something different.
Yeah.
You know? with Star Wars.
Even with this show, it was like repetitive. Like same thing was happening. Like I get it.
I mean,
like she's.
It's exactly like how it is. Like 70 shows where it's like 22 episodes. Every episode is a different murder.
Yes, you know? And she's solving them, and she has the ability to know like when you're lying.
The cool thing about it, though, is that every episode has a big guest star. Mm-hmm. These are like big name stars. Mm-hmm.
True.
I mean, some of them are like, you know, has-been stars.
Yes, but they
They were big.
Yeah, they're big and they're actually,
you know,
bad or...
You got Nick Nolte. That guy used to be a big star, you know, when he was maybe 40 years ago.
And the guy, Vulcan... From
From Voyager?
Voyager.
Yeah. There was also
from Quill from Mandalorian.
No, that's Nick Nolte.
Oh, that's
yes.
Quill, isn't it? Yeah, that's the same guy, yes.
You have Adrian Brody, you know. Yeah, true. The guy with the big nose.
Yes, who fell and there wasn't enough for it to
you
know? Scoop up.
You have Ron Perlman, Mr. Hellboy.
Mm-hmm. You Rhett. Know? Well, he's not a
who?
The guy from Mr. Congeniality, Miss Congeniality, Brent, what is it?
Yeah, he's a big star.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Doctor Strange.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of there was also the guy who played Robin in The Dark Knight Returns.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
I forgot his name. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big star.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know his name. I call him Fake Robin.
Yeah.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Robin.
Mm.
Oh, and who else? Who else was in it? There was another famous person. Yeah, I guess I don't know. Whatever. There's a lot of famous people in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, once you see that famous person, you know that person's either the one that's going to get killed or the one that is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you kind of figure it out right away.
Well, we figured it out after the second episode.
You know, but...
it's funny to
watch. The funny thing about the show is how the murder unfolds and how she... ends
she's
up
always
being
in the background.
A part of the murder sometimes.
Yes, she's always in the background.
Yeah.
It's like after the third episode, we start looking for like, oh shit, we gotta watch. Where is she in it?
And you know,
you always find out that she's been in that.
She has a charm about her.
Yeah, she, whenever she goes,
she's
like,
funny.
Yeah.
You know, she's a mess.
Oh my God, her hair. You know. All I wanted to do was like, just comb it. I wanted to comb her hair bad.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm not a fan of her.
Voice.
And her voice. I've seen her in a lot of shows. She's always the most annoying person on every show or movie that she's been in.
Okay.
I can never stand her.
I don't know. This is my first show of her.
She used to be in Orange is the New Black. She was in a show on Netflix called Russian Doll.
No, never seen.
So she's also been in a lot of movies. I was always... She was never my favorite person in any of those things.
The reason I only watched...
She's a very annoying person in other movies, but in this one... The annoyingness actually works for the character.
Yes, because you ask too many questions to solve the murder.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Whereas in other shows where she does the shtick, it's like, okay, why is she doing? Why is she acting like this?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds fake,
mm-hmm.
but it works for this one for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I would suggest that if you like murder mysteries.
Yes.
If you like funny shows also, it's pretty funny.
I mean, she doesn't take like much to solve the murder. It's like, it's just
see,
common
basically
sense.
She has the ability to know when somebody's lying.
And that's how she just,
you know,
figures things out.
And she's on the run from a bunch of mob guys.
And also...
They're trying to kill her.
When people are saying something wrong or like they're literally confessing to her. what's going on, and she knows like what's lie and what's not.
Right.
That's how she's catching them.
Right, which is why I guess they call it poker face.
Yeah. Oh, the dude from Everybody, Big Bang Theory, the cop.
Yeah, he's yeah. There's a lot of famous people on the show. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who was the actor? In the barbecue episode. That's the dude from the funny guy who's always in movies.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I don't know his name. I think it's he was a funny guy in Vacation Friends.
Yes, yeah. I know the black guy from Vacation Friends.
Yeah. Anyhow,
he was in another movie too, but yeah.
Right. Right. I mean, it's the kind of show where you like, you see
the girl from Tourist.
You see a famous guy and you're like, okay, wait, that guy's famous, but I don't know
mm-hmm.
what his name is. Unless I go at IMDb.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're famous, but like not super famous.
Yes, they are not.
Right. Now, Natasha Lyonne, you know, it's not like Emmy Award winning acting. But it's she's the best thing on the show.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she was.
And she's good on the show. So if you're into if you're into, you know, oh yeah, his name is Lil Rel?
Howery?
Yeah, well, we'll just say that he's famous, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, if you're into murder mysteries and you like the movies Knives Out and other murder mysteries like that with a little funny mm-hmm. twist, if you like shows like Monk or
Benjamin Bratt, yeah, he was.
Or, you know, if you like those type of shows, murder mysteries of the week, you're fed up with all these superhero nonsense or zombies or something. This is something a little bit more down to earth and a little bit more funny, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. Poker Face on the Peacock.
Definitely. And keep listening to us and supporting us.
By the way, both of these shows got second seasons, so they're pretty...
We'll be back.
They're pretty popular,
mm-hmm.
you know, so...
Yes.
We'll be back to review these shows when they come back.
And by the way, I'm just telling you, if they kill off Pedro Pascal for This Is Us, I'm out.
This Is Us?
No,
this is
The us Last of Us.
This
Sorry.
Is Us is a different show altogether.
the Last of Us? Then I am not watching that.
What if they kill him off in The Mandalorian?
No, they can't. He is the Mandalorian by creed.
There's a ton of different Mandalorians on that show. They can kill him off and have Bo-Katan take over.
But what's going to happen to Grogu?
Sure, you'll have a mom.
I don't think he wants the mom. He wants the daddy.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I am reviewing.
What?
After they kill off Pedro.
You're in love with Pedro now.
No, I'm not in love with the actor. I like the way he acts, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay, that's it for this episode. Make sure you check us out next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Do you ever wonder what would happen if... Well, if...
If you give a dad a podcast.
Hello, all my beautiful people.
Hey, Mom, I'm not going to college like we planned. I'm going to take a couple years off. I just gave all my college money to this professional wrestling promoter. And I'm going to be a big superstar one day.
I'm a human and I'm a chiropractor.
I wasn't about to call you dad, so.
I'm what you call a nerd fan.
The Manos Chronicles, the new web series that I'm working on.
We inadvertently made that kid cry. We didn't mean to.
I mean,
people get really mad at those videos for some reason. Like it triggers really? Certain people. Yeah.
First tryout, made the team, made starting position. I was right guard for a little while.
Hey, Jared, that swerve I was going to tell you about, here it is.
It's going to be from a nerdy dad's point of view.
You're starstruck. It's not a big deal, man.
I am being starstruck.
I made a really good career out of being able to bump, sell, and I had a punch me face.
That's why they call it If You Give a Dad a Podcast.
Exactly. Available everywhere podcasts are found.